This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday, December 7th, 2018. Jimmy Jack Jackie, good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Matthew.
How's it going?
I just realized it's Pearl Harbor Day.
It is Pearl Harbor Day.
It didn't occur to me until you said the date just then. I knew it was the 7th, but then when you said it, it's like, oh, Pearl Harbor Day.
Yes. It's also my other best friend's birthday today.
Oh, it is.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's something else. Yeah, Pearl Harbor Day. What a way to remember. It's awesome. Pearl Harbor Day is on a Friday. And on Hanukkah.
Yeah, right. During Hanukkah, like day 6 or 7 or something.
Yeah. Weather-wise, today, generally cloudy, high near 50 right now, clear 31 degrees in Greer. But then you already know about Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday. Maybe. Depending on where you are. This is why I consider it, I mean, it's nice to say the weather, but, and don't take this the wrong way, but like it's kind of almost silly to do the weather for just one town. When you have 4 states that can pick us up, and then you got to throw in, you know, podcast and people listening, streaming.
Oh, yeah. Well, even just in Greenville County, man, the weather is drastically different from one place to the next.
No, like, we were talking about that yesterday, Jimmy and I were, and we were like, last time it snowed up here, but did not snow in Piedmont. And yeah. We were just talking about how weird that was. That this is like, it's the cutoff points right there.
Yeah, right there. They say 85, but I think it's a little bit below 85. Because I figure if it snows in Moonville, y'all can't get out in TR.
Oh, yeah.
That's awful.
Boy, that's true. Yeah, right there at the base of the mountain.
Go up the hill to TR and just woof. It's like, wow, it's wintertime here.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I'm sunbathing in my backyard.
Get home so much faster if they just cut a tunnel through Paris Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing would collapse, I understand, probably, but still.
Most likely.
Give it a shot. I'll say first, thank you to everybody who came out last night to Wings, etc. I had a damned blast.
Oh, yeah, man.
I had a real good time.
Brad Moss?
Brad Moss was great.
He's a fun dude.
P1 21st Century Fox.
Yes.
Was a hoot. He was delightful. See, here's that thing where I only remember the people that I talked to at the very end and don't the ones at the beginning.
P1 Dizzy Blonde and P1 Candy Cane.
You took notes.
I did not.
Oh.
Mm-mm. I'm just trying to remember stuff.
I wrote one down here. I promised.
That's your cheat sheet.
What's up to P1 T.W. Moore?
Yeah, T.W.'s cool, man.
TW is the man.
Those were some good people from Mills River, North Carolina.
I know. Came from Mills River just to come down and drink beer and eat with us.
Yeah. He brews beer. He doesn't brew our beer, but he likes our beer.
Yeah.
He likes that Rise Guys P1 Pilsner.
Yeah. He works for Sierra Nevada.
Yeah, he does.
Nevada. Yeah. I said Sierra Nirvana.
Sierra Nevada.
He's my new favorite beer, Sierra Nirvana. Yeah, they were real nice. Tons of people, and it was a great, great time.
Mm-hmm.
Just a great time. I still walk into those things. So, like, if you're the first person that meets me at one of those things, it's probably not a pleasant experience. I'm just being honest with you. If you're the first person, because I get there. First of all, the ride over, I'm sitting there worried to death that nobody's going to show up. Still, and that's not like a reverse psychology thing. I really like thinking, how embarrassing is this going to be? Because I see these, like, you know how you get, you know, online or whatever, like, I follow, like, some of my childhood heroes or, you know, people like that, and you see them at these conventions all weekend long. Like, it used to be, like, Stars and Cars and stuff where they would bring out a celebrity for you to wait in line and meet. First of all, it was free to get their autograph if you waited in line.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I met Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Yes.
From Dukes of Hazzard. James Best, rest in peace.
I call him Jimmy. We're friends.
Well, you didn't know he died?
No. I forgot he died. We were that close.
First time I met Ric Flair in 1994 was at Stars and Cars at the Palmetto Expo Center.
Yeah.
But you see these celebrities, you know, pseudo, and they're sitting there at these tables all weekend, and people walk by and just look and say, oh, my God, look at Luke Duke from Dukes of Hazzard. He looks awful, and nobody's getting his autograph. And that's just got to be – it's not only saying, yeah, I think I'm somebody, come meet me, and nobody is. That's got to be such a depressing thing. But luckily, once again, people showed up and showed up strong. There wasn't a table to be found, sold out of beer boxes.
Yeah. Had a good time, too, man. Good people out there.
Great time. I loved it. I last night, I don't know how you feel, Jimmy. Last night, to me, was better than the previous one there. And I said that was one of my all times.
Dude, every time we go to Wings, Etc. in Bowling Springs, we have just a hell of a good time.
Yeah.
Scott's cool. He owns that place. He's got a bunch of P1s working there. It's just fun.
Scott McFalls.
Yeah. It's a fun place.
Yeah. If you were in that area, I highly suggest it.
He bought two of the beer boxes to raffle off.
I know.
What a good dude he is.
Oh, man. What's up to, I'll watch Paige pop for this one. What's up to Turtle, who came by to see us last night?
Yeah.
Who's lost like 75 pounds.
He looks good, don't he? He's talking about a sexy man.
I knew that he had lost some weight, but to see him in person, it's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
This is like the first Turtle I met.
I had him on them jalapeno poppers, too. He loved them.
Mm. Sauce is the key.
Big Turt.
Yeah. It was fun. It was fun. Okay. What was the other thing? Oh, yeah. A special request, if I could. Next Thursday.
Yes.
Right? Next Thursday is the Planet's Not So Silent Night concert with POD, Nine Point, and Islander.
Yes, yes it is.
And maybe even another band. Who knows? Can we do our gift giving next Thursday rather than Friday? Because one of the gifts I'm giving, I want that person to have the possibility of wearing maybe that item to said event.
Okay. I'm down.
I mean, why wait?
Why wait till Friday?
We're not waiting till Christmas to do it.
Do it Thursday instead.
Is that fine with everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody got their...
Sure. I'm going to get Paige's today.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's Figured it out last night.
Fat Boys arrives at my house today. So it's his gift.
Well, I got yours, Jimmy, after...
Ah.
All the talking about that.
Thank you. Thank you much. I'm excited.
Fine.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Guess you know now what I'm getting you, don't you?
It's something to wear to the show.
If you decide to. I can't
Was
demand
it a corset?
It is not a corset. It's not for the show tonight.
Is it a girdle?
At the firmament.
I would like to have some lycra on these thighs.
God bless.
Mm-hmm.
Paige, did you put any numbing cream on your buttocks yesterday?
No, but I am kind of sore.
Like, is there any bruising?
Uh-uh.
No, that's good. I watched that video yesterday.
Oh, boy.
11,000 times.
11,000 times.
Sorry. You know, stop it.
Boy.
You know, I'm growing so tired of you, Paige.
I can't stand people apologizing for things that make people happy.
Oh, my God.
I'm not good looking. Paige, you're so good looking. Paige. Oh, and then the calls come in. Paige, you're so hot. Ugh. And then... I'm sorry you had to watch me get spanked by that hot dominatrix.
Imagine,
like, shush.
Imagine you walk up to like Martin Scorsese and be like, man, nice eyebrows. I love Goodfellas. He's like, oh, I'm sorry about that movie. I'm like, no, I just told you I love the movie. Why are you apologizing? I'm complimenting
it. I didn't think it was my best work, though.
I had some really strange comments all day long.
I bet.
I had someone approach me at the grocery store, and it was very strange when I was buying my doggy food.
Was it Walter?
No, I don't know who it was. It was some guy, and he was staring at me, and I was like, can I help you with something? Then he goes, I just want to know if you're that girl. I was like, that girl? What are you talking about?
Yes.
You know, the one that was on the radio.
Stormy Daniels?
Oh.
Yeah, that girl. Oh. So I guess I'm that girl now.
Yeah.
By the way, if you didn't get to see the video yet, if you would like to see, you, all right, it's not if, you would you like to see the video.
We heard from so many people yesterday said, I had to pull over.
Yeah.
Literally. For men and women.
Uh-huh. People were sitting on the side of the road all over the upstate, western North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, everywhere, watching the video.
That Waze app was popping off saying, car on the side of the road, car on the side of the road.
If you did not get to see it yet, text the word WILD to 72341. We will send you back a link to Fat Boy's expertly shot video.
That's in honor of P1 Miss Wild, who was the dominatrix yesterday.
Yes.
So many people were saying, look, just like a young Betty Page.
Oh, she was. Mm-hmm. She did. The haircut and all.
Just with those girls. Not, when I say those girls, I'm not saying that in a demeaning way, but like the girls who get caught up in the pin-up burlesque, like, are those old souls? You know what I mean? Like, they kind of live it. You see their kitchens look like the 50s?
I can't necessarily say they're old souls and they're young souls. I'm sure it's a mixed bag.
It's just searching for who they are. It's interesting.
I'm watching the video again.
She is just like, that chick is wild. And I mean, well, hell,
wild.
That's her name. Oh, yeah. She had that vibrating wand gimmick, the violet wand.
Mm-hmm.
No, violet. It's on Amazon, by the way.
Yes.
She had that thing going up and down her throat, and then on her tongue, and then grabbed the other girl by the dog collar and pulled her up, and they started making out, kissing on Paige's neck, and Paige wasn't pushing her away.
Got pretty gay for a minute. It was cool.
It was the best.
I took my punishment.
Oh, poor
you. Just like
Fat
Boy did.
Just as I predicted, too. Nobody was going to be hating on us, saying, oh, that's not intense enough, or, oh, you let Paige get one over on you and not have to really do a punishment.
She paddled me hard. I crawled on the floor, you guys.
Yeah.
Come on. I took my punishment.
That's where the video starts, is the view from Paige from behind, crawling across the floor to Miss Wild.
I took my punishment. I lost in football, so what else am I going to do?
Have you enjoyed it, though? I could tell. We all could tell.
I thought it was fun. It was funny. And
wouldn't you care more about football if the teams, when they lost, the other team got to punish the other team, make them do something embarrassing?
Yeah,
rather than
that.
Just a score and win and loss record or a stupid trophy at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Whoever loses that game, the other team gets to punish them.
And see, I didn't know.
It's your fifth quarter.
I didn't know if it was going to be light or really she was going to hit me hard. That's why I didn't know how to anticipate anything.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if you want to see that video, text WILD, WILD. Already I'm seeing it with Y.
Yeah.
Y'all stay in school. Jeez Louise.
Not like Zach.
Not like Zach WILD. Not like Oscar either.
I'll tell you this, man. A bunch of people are texting that, and we might crash the text line. So go ahead and text WILD right now so you make sure you get in before the text line crashes.
Paige is going to break Intercom's internet.
Maybe so.
How about that? Yeah, that was that was a good time.
It was a great time. It's the best time ever.
Not So Silent Night is next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then
6 days away.
Company Christmas party is next Saturday.
Yes.
Which Fatboy's not going to, which makes zero sense to me.
You know, I got an invitation in the mail yesterday to another Christmas party, so I have to apologize to my cousin Cherry Rebecca. I already RSVP'd to the company party, and I can't do both.
Well, can I take your invite to her party?
You are RSVP to the company party, too.
I'm going. And it's shocking to me because it's, I'm not going to say where it's at, but it's going to be great food served. And it's free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to bring a plus one.
Mm-hmm.
And Fat Boy declined. And he even told the boss yesterday that he was not going. And I'm like, what else is going on?
I declined like two or three times.
I want to go. I want to see you in that setting, and I never get to.
Well, all he wears now is gym shorts and t-shirts. He can't wear that to that party. He doesn't have any clothes to wear.
I don't think it'd be a good idea.
What's your reason for that? Do you think you might get intoxicated and get a little loose-lipped?
No.
And also maybe talk too much?
I'd probably be loose-lipped as soon as I walked in.
Well, that's fine at that thing. People expect it.
Yeah, and everybody else gets so, you know,
schnockered,
having a good time. Yeah. We're gonna make Uber so much money that night.
We are.
That they're not gonna remember anything you say anyway.
or care, really.
I was like, why are we talking now if you know you don't come see me normally?
Oh, so it's like one of those weird psychological issues.
When you go see them?
It's like an ass-kissing session.
It's just having fun, man.
I've never felt that way. Matter of fact, I break into the cliques when I go to the company Christmas party. I do.
Frank was over here reading between the lines on a blank page.
Oh.
I said blank page. You got distracted.
I go to those things.
I was watching the video, too.
There's random gifts that are given out. There's... free drinks and
get your grab bag,
open bar, yeah, and great food. I can't get it. Paige, you're going, right?
It's fun.
Of course.
Paige is bringing Miss Wild with her. I'm going to have her go up with the violent wand and catch Tammy Mangum from behind.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll lose her at the party.
You brought in a violent wand.
Oh, whatever.
Do a live show with her.
The funny thing was the conversation at the water cooler where the other employees in the building heard.
We should Skype Fat Boy. No, a few weeks ago, I was out at Piedmont's favorite bar.
Tribbles?
Yeah. And, you know, I was sitting there talking to Tribble about how he always talks to Fat Boy and his wife or girlfriend. I'm not sure if they're married or not.
Machete Betty?
Yeah, she always talks to Fat Boy as well.
She has the best name ever, like either for professional wrestling, roller derby girl, bartender, whatever.
Yeah,
they're fun.
Real sweet
Machete
people,
Betty.
Man. They're both great. But Fat Boy's never darkened the doorways of the establishment.
I haven't
but he
either.
Always talks about the place and he loves the place, but he's never been there. So
Tribble
goes up front on the microphone and he has the entire bar.
Oh no.
Give Fat Boy the middle finger and say, "Thank you, Fat Boy. I've videoed it and sent it to him."
That was perfect.
I know. I get a tribute from everybody.
It's like 150 drunk rednecks from Piedmont. Blank you, Fat Boy.
Even Machete Betty.
Awesome.
They're fun, man. Old Tribs.
Go to the party. Come on, Fat Boy.
You're fun.
It would be great.
It would be better if you were there, you jerk who only drinks in private.
I'll be there.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, no, Ken, I haven't shared one of the beers with you yet.
I don't know the Fat Boy's had one.
I had a sip of one at Birthday Bash.
Golly.
Yeah, I know, man. It's,
put your finger over Nine's face when you drink it. It's okay. I know how you feel.
Put a sticker on it. I'll be there.
In spirit.
I'll be the first one.
We're going to Skype you, and then everybody works. He's going to say, "Blank you, Fat Boy," in a less southern accent.
We'll get that done.
You going to Skype me?
Yeah.
You might drop out of my MySpace top 10.
I think we might FaceTime you.
You're talking about Skyping. Skype.
We'll twitch you then.
We should have had it at Tribbles. I definitely would have went.
No, you wouldn't. You're not going to go there ever because you won't want to break the streak of not showing up there.
I'm going to take a picture when it's closed. Send it to him.
Where are you guys at?
Drive by on your way to one of the drive-thrus up the road.
It's closed, too.
By the way, spoiler alert, 5 cars at Pump House this morning.
Oh, wow.
It was a wild night last night.
It's Thursday night, man.
It was FU night.
That's the thing we always look at when I drive Matt home to Traveler's Rest. We always look at the parking lot of the Pump House on Poinsett. Uh-huh. What's up, Danny?
See how wild the night was.
Yeah,
before.
See how many people had to leave their cars there and get a ride home.
But now I look on the way to work to tell him I screw it up. But I was like, this morning was an amazing 4.
God, Danny should have a taxi. Hauling people back and forth.
He should.
He should. We're going to have a good time today. You thought yesterday's show was good. We're going to have a great time today. First of all, the FOF line, you have time to get in on that. Hashtag it TGIFOF. The FOF line, 864-241-4318. That's 864-241-4318. We'll be playing those. Doing a lot of phones today as well. And then picking it up, pigskin picking it again to find out. Who will be one of the last losers of the year?
Somebody's going to get punished on the day of the not-so-silent night.
No. Ooh. Oh, man.
If Fatboy loses his punishment, he has to go to the show.
We're going to make him go to the show and the company Christmas party. It's a double punishment. Also today, we have more tickets to that concert, the not-so-silent night, and more Rise Guys beer boxes to give away. We have a special game for that Jimmy concocted yesterday that I think will be a whole lot of fun today.
I think it's going to be great.
So we look forward to talking to you. 1-800-774-0093. You can text us 72341. We'll kick it off with headlines right after this.
Here's Madman, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Well, Former President George H.W. Bush has been laid to rest in Texas. And we have some highlights of the funeral that was in Texas yesterday. Reba McEntire and the Oak Ridge Boys sang.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of random. Well, he did love country music.
Oh, yeah. H.W. was a big proponent of country music. The 80s, 90s, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so at the funeral, Reba.
She do fancy?
No, she sang the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be.
I'll do his next funeral. He had two, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you see the lip curling as soon as she starts?
No, I really didn't see the funeral.
I don't know if they televised this one or not.
You just hear
they
it.
Did.
It was on pay-per-view.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was on DAZN.
Afterwards, she tweeted that it was an honor and a privilege, and she'll never forget the times they shared.
Yeah.
I guess I don't like funerals because I like an upbeat song.
No kidding.
This is like, oh my God, this is rough to listen to.
Did the Oak Ridge Boys do Elvira?
Please.
No, they performed Amazing Grace, which I love. That's my favorite song.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Now I'll do the second verse.
Was grace,
grace.
That taught my heart to fear.
Hush.
And grace my fears relieved. Grace is that grace.
Yeah, I'm out.
I mean,
why
beautiful.
Is it that we don't know the second verse?
Appreciate the 13 of you still listening.
Oh, look, I'm trying to pay homage to our...
No, not beautiful. Because of your singing. It's because we played those songs on this show.
Oh, yeah.
This was easy for the news people because, you know, the show, The Train, coming into College Station.
Yeah.
And nobody says anything for like 10 minutes. You just watch a train and
walk
around.
Oh, yeah, that was a smoke break for many of those folks.
Oh, that's sad.
Aw.
Yeah, you're right, Jimmy. I want more upbeat. That right there is just like, whoa.
I want a party funeral, man.
Do Victory in Jesus. That's an upbeat one.
Start clapping. Will the circle
be unbroken? Bind by, Lord, bind by.
That's a fun funeral, man.
Cloudless day, we can do that one.
You know, you should be happy you're going to heaven.
So when he planned all this, do you think people saw it and they're like, I'm not going to this? Because it's all set up ahead of time.
No, it's a president's funeral. I mean... Yeah.
It sounds boring, as the Eminem says.
Mm.
Who'd want to go? Well,
I'd go.
Well, the Oak Ridge Boys, they performed for him before in 1983 on the lawn of the White House. So, you know, they had history together, and they were honored to perform that song.
Boom, 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 mow, mow.
I request a funeral when I die.
A funeral. Put the fun in funeral, right.
Oh, boy. Wow. I thought it sounded beautiful, Matthew, and thank you.
Thank you.
You know, you can tell you had that training with the quartet.
I wouldn't call it training. I would call it May 2.
May 2 in high
school. You have to go every Sunday and Wednesday, eventually you retain some of the verses. Yeah, first verse only, though, evidently.
Learn some words. You picked up the second verse after a minute. You got it.
It's beautiful.
I didn't even get to do through many dangers, toils, and snares.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
One of your favorites. You should come out with a gospel album.
Why not? I don't know. Why not?
Yes, absolutely.
Please?
You, a cappella, by yourself. A cappella solo gospel record.
I could do that. I'll do it.
Will you do it?
Yeah, I don't need it. That's Thomas? Public domain.
We'll get you sold in the Cracker Barrel.
Okay. I hope so.
Yeah.
Dang it. You won't have it done before Christmas.
No.
No, that's the idea.
I know. I love it. I would so listen to that every day.
Thank you.
Well, if you're having trouble finding a gift for your secret Santa person. Secret Santas, listen up, because I have a list for you. What do people really, really want? According to this, here's the top 10. They want bubble bath at number 10.
Women do for Secret Santa stuff.
They want like bath bombs or something, though.
Yeah. Candles, socks, coffee mugs, the whole thing.
So here at number 9, perfume.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were going to go into soloist.
No.
Action. All right, at number 9, perfume or cologne. But, you know, that's $20 to $30 cologne. You may not want to wear that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's always a spending limit on that stuff. And, you know, at this point, like, yeah, I went to buy some cologne not too long ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That I always liked a lot. And it used to cost about
$60,
$70. Last time I saw it, it was $90. Now it's $150.
Are you serious?
But is it Cool Water?
No, it's Chanel Allure Sport for me.
Oh, I like that.
It's the best blank ever, man.
Yeah, I like Chanel.
Hey, Jimmy's the Chanel guy. Wow.
If you're cologne, I don't do anything else Chanel, but I'm sure it's good.
It is. We'll go to Paris together one day.
Yeah.
All right, at number 8, socks. I do like
Paris, Texas.
Yeah, right.
La France.
There's got to be one closer than that.
Tennessee. Tennessee's yeah, got right. a Paris, yeah. Paris Mountain. Hell, come
hey,
by the house.
Hey, we'll go up there and eat some cheese.
Go to Paris Island.
Yeah. I've been there.
Yeah.
Okay, socks at number 8. Number 7, candy.
Check it off the list.
Yeah.
You're going to, this is funny. At number 6, money, you're going to give your secret Santa person like a, I guess, $25 there. Go get your own
gift. Secret Santa's are what, $5-$10 a shot?
Yeah.
I'm saying this is $25, $30 limit on average at this point.
People are, you know, they've upped it a little bit this year.
Yeah, but some Secret Santas do daily Secret Santas. Like, they'll randomly leave, you know, little gifts on the person's desk or whatever.
I think you're thinking about 12 Days of Madness.
Ah.
No, the Secret Santas.
So here's the rest of
forgot.
The list.
I would have.
At number 5, candles. Number 4, a book.
You can't just buy somebody some random book.
Nah, it's got to be personal.
Yeah, it does.
You know what book is? I was reading something the other day, and this is probably akin to guys reading lists like this and not knowing what to buy their wives. The Michelle Obama book is selling like hotcakes.
Uh-huh.
And I bet you that I attribute it to that. I need an empowering book for a woman. They go and see Michelle sitting there like, all right, get it. Get that or the Joanna Gaines book. One of the two.
One of the two.
I wish people read like novels that don't suck and aren't for 15-year-olds.
Read Jules Verne. I'm telling you, man. Get lost in that stuff. It's so good.
I wish people read Kurt Vonnegut so they quit thinking that my tattoo. Hey, did you play that game with the string when you were a kid? Shut up.
Oh, is that Red Rover?
Oh. Illiterate.
Red Rover. Here's the top 4. A book. Number 3, a gift card. Second place, chocolate, and the number 1 answer that people want from Secret Santa, alcohol.
Alcohol.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Alcohol.
I mean, what kind of alcohol would you give other than, you know?
Rise Guys P1 Pilsner by
Thank
Thomas
you.
Creek.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. I'd give him a case of that.
That's the short answer.
And
barring that, if it's somebody I wanted to see naked, tequila.
Oh, yes. Tequila does get you naked. You know what it did to me in the Bahamas. I was,
made your clothes fall off.
Surprised I stayed on the boat.
The third one knocked her to the floor.
Well, itching those your eyes, guys, and mine.
Thank you, Paige. That was great. I love laughing. But now we got to do sports stuff.
Oh, no.
What are you working on in the sports entertainment complex?
The question is not, are you ready for some football? It's, are you ready for some more football?
Mm.
There's another league on the way.
Another league?
Yep.
This will make 4 leagues plus the CFL.
Competition.
Man.
It's here.
You know, if you truly love football, though, you should want to go watch it year-round, and I guess now you can.
Yeah, it might suck.
All day, every day. There just ain't enough good football players to populate all these leagues.
Yeah, that's true. They might start, you know,
there's
going to
be sloppy, awful football, but it's going to be called professional.
Yes, it will be. They'll be getting paid.
Hope we get a team in this one.
This is like indie wrestling, but now indie football,
yeah,
in a sense.
Indie football is
like
a thing.
It. The territories are back. All right, we'll get to the bottom of that next in your Rise Guys Sports. It's Friday, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3, The Planet Rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
It's defensively, you're out there working hard. You want to be known as a two-way player. How much do you feed off of the D?
I thought he'd come back with something like, not as much as you about to, but he just walked off the court. You ready for some football?
Gotta be.
Yeah, you better be. This has some backing from former NFL players, but it was announced yesterday. A fourth football league is on the way. It is a pro league. Third league to be announced this year.
It's crazy.
I know, man.
Actually, I have to take some exception to that. Are you counting the lingerie league?
That's been around for years.
I know, but when we're counting football leagues, those ladies are out there playing in their...
They talk so much junk, too, calling each other the C word. And...
Yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready for a ladies' football league. Seriously.
Tackle?
That one gets
rough. Those ones are in lingerie.
This has backing from a group of 50 former NFL players. That's going to call it the Freedom Football League.
Oh, no.
They're going to have 10 cities. Not sure when the season's going to start. But you got guys like Ricky Williams, T.O., Simeon Rice, and Jeff Garcia behind the league.
Ricky Williams in charge of the drug testing for the league.
Yes, he is. The wellness policy.
They think it might be a spring league.
They have a LinkedIn page.
It would have to be. Like, when do they think they're going to be able to take into the NFL's audience? You just got to get the scraps. You want some of the crumbs that are left.
I have a theory about this.
Yeah.
Because we're not amongst one of the 10 teams. But Birmingham is a similar metro area.
Well, they have the doctor right there to take care of any of the injured players.
We also could have got the Hornets G League team. We were first up for that. But we don't have a council that will go out and...
Is we Greenville or we the state?
Yeah, Greenville.
Okay.
We don't have a council that goes out and recruits any of these sports teams, it seems.
Yeah.
Like, we got hockey. We got Swamp Rabbits hockey.
Where are they going to play at? On top of the new Harris Teeter? I mean, there's no room anymore downtown.
You realize this is now a bigger television market than San Antonio, Texas?
Greenville?
Greenville, Spartanburg. Asheville's lumped into the TV market.
Yeah.
So, including... Yeah. The Asheville and Greenville Spartanburg Anderson, it's bigger than San Antonio, Texas.
Huge for sports.
Mm-hmm. Like, we're right behind Milwaukee, Cincinnati, and Salt Lake City.
Wow.
Yep.
That just means our taxes are going to go up big time.
This might hurt the CFL. But who cares?
Yeah.
It's the CFL. No good deed goes unpunished, right? The fan that ran the cage at UFC 229. To quote-unquote protect Conor McGregor, because everybody was coming in like from the Russian guys, Khabib. Yeah. Yeah, that whole deal. He's been banned. Yep.
Banned by the building or the whole?
The UFC.
Damn.
Until further notice. Cannot attend any events. Doesn't say if he can go to a bar and watch an illegal stream, though.
I can give you a list.
Wonder why he ran in. They sent him an official letter, the whole deal. I mean, are you in a position to be pissing fans off? Come on.
Yeah, was he a big guy? Or was he just drunk and just overzealous?
I don't think I ever saw him.
Hey, I didn't see it.
There's so many people in there. Can't remember what he looked like.
Yeah.
It seems to be a common theme in sports right now. I don't know if it's animosity between players and fans or what. But you have two separate incidents that occurred within the past couple of days. First off, Tristan Thompson from the Cavs. Fined $15,000 from the NBA for making an inappropriate gesture to a fan, which we all know is the bird.
Right.
So it's a $15,000 bird. Last night, during the football game, Titans and Jags, which was awful, Taylor Lewan, who's a hothead anyway, he's laying on the field injured, and he's got Coach Vrabel and a couple other people around him. So when the sky cam comes around, he flips that off.
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't know if he's going to get fined yet. I'm sure he will.
This goes back to me thinking it's so crazy that we can't say the S word or the T word for breasts. That if he had put up his index finger, perfectly okay. If he'd given thumbs up, the other finger. I mean, I get it. The other day I was talking about the S word, and all these people were sending me all these various meanings of why it's outlawed and all these different things. But at the end of the day, you have to look at your hand and say, that guy got fined for using a finger versus a different finger? Like, thumbs up, two fingers over, you're fined 10 grand. We're, like, schooled like elementary kids, and I'm 43.
Josh Jackson plays for the Suns. He's a young player. He got fined because he looked at a fan and did, like, trigger finger with his hand.
Oof. Well, you know what? I get that. I get that. Dude, you can't say you're going to go blow up the toilet anymore. Because people will call in the bomb squad. I'm serious. It happened, remember?
I mean, Stone Cold did not make millions of dollars because he gave Mr. McMahon a thumbs up. You know what I mean? Like, people know what it means, something different. It's two fingers over, but it has a different
connotation. I know the meaning of it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can't sit there and tell me that it makes sense, that thumbs up is okay, but if you want to show some chagrin, two fingers over, that's $10,000.
You know, it's rudimentary sign language in a sense. You can say a lot of things with your hands, I guess.
Well, okay, if you had done the up yours, would that have been a fine?
That would have just made people giggle, probably. That makes me laugh. Like when you do the flick the neck at them.
That's how the Italian is.
Yeah, forget about it.
It's Raga.
Hey, Raga's boy.
Raga's boy.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, boy.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
All right. We have some great audio to play for you next. Some audio that many of you may not have even heard. You've seen the video, definitely.
Maybe they haven't. They should text WILD to 72341.
That's actually what you should do. Before this next segment, during this commercial break, text WILD to 72341, catch up, and then we'll all talk about what you're about to watch on your smartphones.
Yeah.
We'll do that. WILD, W-I-L-D to 72341. We'll talk about what you're about to watch right after this. Hold on.
Relevant local talk. National show.
Lies. Local and proud.
Really local? Really good.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.